are going to be brief.
So I got here 25 years ago as a grad student, and that's when I met Mark. We played intramural football together. And for 25 years, he's been a good friend of mine, my best friend. And so I'll try to just say a couple things. First, my first semester here didn't go super well from a teaching point of view. I actually got low FCEs, and it wasn't a very happy experience, to be honest. And I was dismayed. And so I was looking around for what to do about this, including just leaving. By the way, I was here because he brought me here. So I went to the person who brought me here and said, so? And he had no answer except, you know, just keep at it. And one thing I kept telling my students is find a mentor and model them. And so this is exactly what I did. I said, well, the best educator I know is Mark. So I went to the school of Mark and tried to just be like Mark. And guess what? It actually fixed everything. And the recipe was simple. Students first, no matter what. No matter how hard they work, work harder, right? And then attend to the whole student, not just to their mind. And that's in my mind, the Stellick recipe. So everything got better and better and better until, and this is still Mark, fall 2008, when I had the great pleasure to co-teach with Mark, which was a terrible experience because it was such a wonderful experience, it's ruined me, okay? So we taught an intense course, and the students kind of lived. You know how they live in Mark's office? I inherited that. That kind of rubbed off on me. And then they started living in my office, too. And at the end of the semester, instead of students saying, like, you know, thank you, Professor Cosby, for the course, there were tears. I mean, the student next to student was just torn. And since I never had that happen before, and I never had that happen since.
No. Correlation, not causality.
See, I've seen tears, but not those kinds.
That's causality.
And then the other thing about Mark is Mark the skeleton key that unlocks every door at the university. And whenever I've had adversity at a administrative level, which has happened when, for instance, well, I won't go into details, but when something happens, I drag out the, Mark Stellick says this is okay, and immediately, like, three steps back, it's all fine, please proceed, okay? And this is, this has happened time and again. I don't know how I'm going to continue doing
it. We'll still use that line.
And lastly is this, there was a reference to the Doherty Award, and which Mark, of course, recently won. And I had the great honor of serving on his committee that was recommending him and putting forth his case. And in that capacity, I had to read all these letters. So I thought 20 letters maybe we'd read. I read about 150 letters, okay? And that was only because we were very selective on who we'd accept letters from. Okay. And these letters, I just can't imagine ever again in my life being so moved in a professional way. The letters, if you imagine how over the top someone could be, then you've got to square that. So, and people literally saying, not just, I wouldn't have graduated without you, which letter after letter said, I wouldn't be alive. No, I'm not kidding, okay? I'm serious. And that's what I'm reading, and like, and I'm wondering, what have you done to touch these people? And so I've aspired for 25 years to be like you. I'm not halfway there. So give me 25 more, please.
Granted. So I met Mark